Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Let's talk about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. I mean, it's been inching its way into our daily lives. It's getting some kind of normalization in that sense, if you think about it.
Yeah, that's right. Also, it's increasingly popular is the use of Bitcoin for retail payments. MasterCard and PayPal have both moved to allow cryptocurrencies on their networks.
So now you've got the value of cryptocurrency at a high, and there's much for both e-commerce or perhaps even retail merchants to really think about before jumping on the cryptocurrency bandwagon and adopting yet another payment method into their payment systems, if you think about it.
Still grappling with the rest. Personally. The benefits of adopting cryptocurrency are multifold, but from a payments perspective, especially when existing modes of payments already demonstrate success, is there a permanent place for a cryptocurrency to be a mainstay?
Well, maybe we can get some answers from Tristan Chiappini, who is Vice President Partnerships Head Asia Pacific at PPRO. Tristan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. Good morning, Misha.
So let's talk about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. I mean, we hear so much more of it in the news, and you know, you start to wonder, when is this going to be part of our daily lives, you know, the daily ecosystem? Are we seeing a rise in acceptance of cryptocurrency, in your opinion?
Yeah, look, I certainly think so. And obviously, this is driven into the news by the volatility that we've seen. In cryptos, or Bitcoin in particular, has almost doubled in value this year. It was around 29,000 USD in January, and it peaked this month, actually, a couple of weeks ago at around 64,000 USD, now sitting at around 55. You know, we saw a similar thing back in 2017 or early 2018. And some businesses have been early adopters of using cryptocurrencies as a payment method. I mean, Dell Computers has been accepting Bitcoin as a form of payment from 2014. But what I think is very different about this wave that we're seeing is there certainly is an increased adoption across different industry types, and ones that you wouldn't necessarily expect, right? You know, paying for cinema tickets in Venezuela, you can pay at Pizza Hut using Bitcoin. You know, Thailand, the largest cinema complex chain, announced in May that you can accept Bitcoin for movie tickets. You know, in Switzerland, you can pay for premiums. Hell, you can buy a car. Tesla now accepts Bitcoin. And even here in Singapore, you can get your chicken rice using cryptocurrency. You know, we've seen a rapid digitalization of payments at our hawker centers, but now even Kopitek, the food court chain, has rolled out Kopitek Pay, which is a new kind of digital payment concept that allows consumers to pay for their food at self-service kiosks using cryptocurrency.
Okay, Tristan, so walk us through how this really works, because I think they're just like me and possibly Elliot, although I suspect that he's far more up to speed on this than I am. And also our listeners, how does it really work? Because it's still kind of outside the realm of understanding for a lot of people.
It is. And look, you know, a major concern of any merchant business out there is around the price volatility, right? As I said, the example I always give here is around back in 2010, a programmer bought two Papa John's pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoin. Now at about 5,000 Bitcoins a pizza there, at today's price, that's a $275 million pizza. You know, and I hope he sells, save it every bite. But you know, for businesses now to get around the price volatility, there are a couple of very good ways for a business to accept Bitcoin and reduce that price volatility. So, for example, you know, Bitcoin does the conversion to BitPay, does the conversion to Bitcoin. So that would allow a merchant still to accept cryptocurrency, but still to price in dollars. So you and I as consumers would see, you know, a pair of shoes for $100, and we would use a company like Bitcoin to exchange our Bitcoins for the fiat currency, USD, and pay in that currency, right? So then that merchant, the online business who's selling a pair of shoes for $100, you know, still receives $100 for that pair of shoes.
Tristan, does price volatility or value volatility mean that if hypothetically a merchant were to take on a cryptocurrency as a payment option, Does this mean they are going to look forward to, I mean, they already do, but they're going to look forward to more extreme good days and bad days? I mean, who actually wins if you use cryptocurrency as a payment option?
Sure. Well, look, at the end of the day, the merchant's objective is to reduce people falling out of the checkout, people putting goods into that online shopping basket and ultimately not paying for that, right? And the use of local payment methods is rising. We are seeing certainly a huge increase in cross-border e-commerce, and with that comes a number of challenges. But with Bitcoin in particular and cryptocurrencies in particular, again, you know, there is that concern around volatility. Mm. But there are very easy ways for merchants to reduce that risk of volatility by using companies like BitPay to actually transact in whatever fiat currency, Singapore dollars, for example. You know, for a merchant, even though that consumer who may want to pay in cryptocurrency or Bitcoin or any form of local payment method, that merchant, that business, it still feels like a normal transaction to them.
Okay. I'm trying to wrap my head around this, and I was just, maybe I'm being a bit facetious, but I was just thinking, you know how you sort of, you do your retail shopping and you pile things into your basket. What if suddenly Elon Musk tweets something in between the time you started doing your e-shopping and the time you check out, and before you know it, the price of your goods has changed? Like, I don't know, maybe I'm just barking up the wrong tree. But what I want to know is, if you're a merchant, what is the benefit of saying, yeah, I'll take payments in cryptocurrency? Because I was looking at it in a very lazy way, I have to admit, and thought it was just a bit of a marketing gimmick.
Yeah, so certainly the price volatility, once you're able to take the price volatility out of the equation, right, which you can do with various companies today, there are certainly a lot of benefits for a merchant to accept cryptocurrency. You know, if we look at the costs that a merchant pays for that transaction, right, so a business is paying for a cross-border card transaction anywhere between 3% and 5% of that transaction value. Now, with Bitcoin transactions or cryptocurrency transactions, the typical cost of that transaction is less than 1%. So in some cases, they're actually saving up to 4% of that transaction value as a cost to their business. Not only that, but you know, there's a lot of issues with card payments around chargebacks and fraud within the system. But the distributed ledger on which the public blockchain rests, right, which is the system through which the cryptocurrencies function, it actually prevents this fraud from taking place. So again, reduces the exposure to fraud and chargebacks for that payment. And then finally, as I mentioned before, like any other local payment method, it actually could lead to increased sales and conversion rates by catering towards those customers who want to or prefer to pay with cryptocurrencies.
We're speaking with Tristan Chiappini, who is Vice President Partnerships Head Asia Pacific at PPRO. And in case you're wondering, PPRO is a payment services provider. I suppose, you know, that makes you the best person to ask where business are concerned. I mean, we've built this conversation around businesses trying to stay relevant in this changing payments landscape. But if we were to put cryptocurrencies out of the picture, what can businesses do then to stay relevant to their customers? Because at the end of the day, cryptocurrencies, still no regulation in that sense.
Sure. So moving away from cryptocurrency then, you know, obviously we've seen a massive digitalization of the economy and move away from cash to digital forms of payment, given what's happening with COVID-19. In a lot of cases, this has been government mandated. For local payment methods, you know, what we've essentially seen is we've seen a huge rise in businesses trying to access new markets outside of their home market. And to do that, they have to enter new markets. Now, we at PPRO see that there are around 450 different relevant payment methods around there, around the world, mm. you know, of which cryptocurrency can become one of those. But that is incredibly complex. You know, if you think about all of the complexity that goes into catering towards a consumer's preference towards the payment method, you know, each of these 450 different payment methods around the world all come with their own licensing, their own compliance and tech and API and integrations needs. So this potentially could be incredibly complex for a merchant to cater towards.
Yeah, I mean, as consumers, what can we expect as the biggest, most groundbreaking changes in payments and the way we make payments over the coming years? Or have we already seen it?
No, certainly. I think, you know, what we do see already from, you know, a checkout flow of online merchants, you know, be it your favorite merchant that you, you know, regularly shop at, or, you know, the new merchants that are springing up in this competitive space, is I think there will be a further fragmentation of payment methods. You'll continue to see more and more payment methods offered at the checkout, which for us consumers, that's a great thing because it actually offers a better payment experience. We often talk about providing an e-commerce experience and trying to cater towards a shop for one and really tailoring that experience towards us as consumers. And we're certainly seeing that today with the number of payment methods offered at the checkout, and it becomes more convenient and easier for us to complete that transaction at the merchant.
We've been speaking with Tristan Campini, Vice President, Partnerships Head, Asia Pacific at PPRO. PPRO, of course, a payment services provider. Tristan, really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Of course, Elliot. Thank you, Richard.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.